DW Africa Link.
I wear it. You wear it. We all love to wear it because it is generally more affordable. I'm talking about secondhand clothes, clothing items that have been previously owned and used. These clothes are often imported from wealthier countries to be resold in lower income countries. In many African countries, the secondhand clothing industry is a lucrative business, but is not without challenges. Recently, in Malawi, secondhand clothing traders protested against the hike in prices of purchasing such clothes from wholesalers due to the scarcity of forex. Now, while the government aims to reduce prices, the uproar has also sparked calls from some economists to completely ban the importation of secondhand clothes due to its negative impact on Malawi's local textile industry. So what's the way forward? That's what's coming up. I am Eddie Micah Jr. and you are welcome to Africa Link, the podcast connecting you to the stories that matter.
Africa Link, every weekday here on DW.
The sale of secondhand clothing is not just a business, but a significant economic activity in Malawi, providing employment and income for thousands of vendors. However, recent protests by traders have exposed the challenges faced by this sector, mainly due to rising costs and forex scarcity. But there is an even bigger picture. For more on this, let's bring in Bertha Chikadza, President of the Economics Association of Malawi, and also a senior lecturer in economics at the University of Malawi. I also have Chimwemwe Padatha, DW correspondent in Lilongwe, Malawi. Chimwemwe, let's start with you breaking it down for us. You know, there seems to be some issue with the secondhand clothing industry in Malawi, so much so that recently the secondhand clothing vendors went out on the street to demonstrate against the current situation and seeking some sort of support or help from the government. Break it down for us. What's going on?
Yes, Eddie, that's true. I'll start by mentioning a recent demonstration, which you have also highlighted, that was staged by vendors in Malawi, precisely in Lilongwe. These are people who sell secondhand clothes. And these traders were protesting against the rising cost of used clothes bills in wholesalers. And that has been necessitated by the scarcity of forex, which Malawi is currently experiencing. It has been noted that distributors of secondhand clothes have doubled their prices as they are forced to import the secondhand clothes at a higher price. Just to make it clear, these traders source the forex on the black market, as we normally call it here, or the unregulated market. They go to the bank to buy forex, but forex is not there. And with no option, they are still importing the secondhand clothes using these bloated forex figures and sell the same at a higher price. And this has angered the secondhand vendors, leading to the protest that was staged last week here in Malawi, in Lilongwe, the capital of Malawi. In the process, this has also ignited calls from different quarters, economies, to completely ban the importation of secondhand clothes, on grounds that the importation of these clothing is depleting forex reserves in Malawi and stiffening Malawi's textile industry. So I would say that this is what has ignited calls to ban the importation of secondhand clothes and the situation on the ground at the moment here in Malawi.
Right. There seems to be a lot happening, right? So again, break down the part of the forex. For those listening, you bring in forex and somehow the forex is being depleted. Break this down for us and how forex is impacting, you know, the importation of secondhand clothes.
I'll give you what is happening on the black market. The past 2 weeks, the forex, the US dollar was selling at around $3,500 against one Malawi kwacha, while at the bank, the same is being sold at 1,700 Malawi kwacha against one US dollar. So these wholesalers are using the black market because they cannot find forex at the bank. So they are buying the forex at an exorbitant price, these bloated figures that are being used on the market, and they are getting the same importing the used clothes using these bloated figures while they cannot find these normal rates at the bank. So they are arguing that why should we sell the secondhand clothes at a lesser amount while we are importing the same using these bloated figures. So that's what I can say on the background, that the Forex reserves are depleting at the moment in Malawi. We can hardly make imports. And we also saw that the government came in after this protest, making an assurance to these vendors that the government will see to it that it provides the forex to the wholesalers as a way of making sure that the used clothes bills are reduced and they get the same at a reduced price.
Probably a bit clearer than before. But Bertha, can you even throw a bit more light on the current situation?
All right. So, you know, Malawi had this vibrant textile industry, you know, around 70s, 80s. But then after privatization, we threw away that. And that was a vibrant industry because we used even to produce for domestic consumption, but also to be able to export, you know, into the regional markets and maybe outside Africa. But then around 1990s, with liberalization, we started now importing these cheap imports in terms of secondhand clothes. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword in such a way that while at the same time we are trying to give Malawians something to do because there is entrepreneurship in there, but also people are able to obtain cheap clothes, we are also killing the efforts that are there just to resuscitate this textile industry. So much as we are talking of, you know, manufacturing, and oftentimes we are talking of maybe developing value chains along the cotton farms, but also production, and then we want to be producing, we are not actually capacitating it enough because there is stiffer competition with this cheap clothing that are coming into from outside the country. And so we've seen that now it's a market that a lot of Malawians have ventured into. So it's giving something to Malawians in terms of maybe entrepreneurship, their kind of their jobs, you know, they're earning their living from selling secondhand clothing. But as an economy, we look at the both sides of the coin. Are we really advancing? Because this is a sector that is totally dependent on foreign exchange. It's totally dependent on imports. We are not manufacturing these things. So if there's no any level of foreign exchange that is available to them, then they are actually accessing it on the black market. And this is where now the issue came about, because they were saying the forex on the market was actually being inflated. It reached a point that $100, I think it was, being sold for 5,000 Malawi kwacha. And so for them to purchase this secondhand clothing, they were paying highly. And so then prices ended up escalating much further on the domestic markets. And this is where now the government was actually coming in. We heard last week saying probably we might be providing forex to secondhand clothing sellers so that at least they access it cheaply, and then they should be able to continue with their business. So right. I think in the background, that's the story.
I find a very confusing situation that the government is in, or is it just me?
No, actually, it is very confusing, because I believe that going forward, the government is supposed to actually maybe sensitize people, educate them on the benefits of using the domestic resources for domestic production. Because at the rate that we are going, Malawi is, yes, a heavily importing country, but now adding that to secondhand clothing, then I think we are missing on the value chains, but also the job creation that would have actually happened from the time we are producing the cotton to processing, you know, up to the point that we will be able maybe to produce shirts and dresses and so on, and we market them. Because there was a hell lot of a value chain, you know, in that place, which actually we lost it when we liberalized the country and also the sector. So now we are talking about agriculture, tourism, manufacturing, and mining. But in the manufacturing, we're not just talking about manufacturing of maybe products from the mining industry. We're talking about manufacturing from all sectors, including this textile industry. Right. So right. It's where now we are not getting it right, because we are competing. The forex that we earn, which is actually minimal, it's not even sufficient to cater for all the imports that we need as a country. But we also have to look at this second-hand clothing, because it is actually, if it's not second or third, you know, a foreign exchange drainer for the country.
What contribution does second-hand textile imports add to the country's GDP? Is it that important? Because I'm assuming the government will not sort of go to the rescue of these vendors, second-hand clothing vendors, if somehow the country wasn't benefiting from it. Is the country benefiting at all from second-hand textile imports?
I wouldn't say that the country benefits a lot. In terms of benefits, I think it's the entrepreneurial part, because I know these sellers, when they are purchasing the bales, they also pay taxes in terms of maybe excise tax or VAT or something. So I'm sure that they contribute something, but also it's kind of job creation, because as I told you, there is high unemployment, and mostly it is this informal sector in the second-hand clothing that actually absorbs the excess unemployed labor in the economy. So we can say that much as there isn't a lot of value addition in terms of maybe to the GDP and everything, but we can see that people get employed there, they're selling their clothing, and they get their livelihood from there, and they're able to support their family. So on that part, we are seeing that it's something that I think we need to look at it critically. But also on the other part, in terms of development, if we really want to manufacture, we really want to push for manufacturing, and we really want to actually develop the textile sector, then I think we need to reduce the amount of imports that we are getting into the economy. And that does not exclude the secondhand clothing. And this year being an election year, it does not want to piss off people. So it's trying everything to please everybody. But then economically, we are not doing it right. Because I would say, if it was me and I don't care about votes, then I would say, I think it's high time we start reducing this part and create meaningful employment. People should get credible employment along the value chains that we can create, you know, as we're trying to manufacture for the economy. Thank you.
Right. Right. Chimamwe, coming to you, because indeed the sword seems double-edged, right? And all this secondhand clothing importation is heavily affecting the local textile industry. Tell us about that.
It has hugely affected the textile industry, because I will talk about the statistics. Secondhand clothes trade is approximately valued at around $1 billion annually here in Malawi. And this is an annual estimation of secondhand clothes imports. So I would say that the business is very huge, as we have in recent years seen a surge in open markets in cities and towns, and also in remote areas. These are markets that have just been established solely for secondhand clothing. And for your own information, a lot of Malawians here in Malawi are poor, and most of them consider these as cheaper clothes, and they can only afford these, unlike those that are sold in stores or those that are made from the local textile industry. So I would say that secondhand clothes trade has become one of the businesses attracting a lot of people here in Malawi. In recent years, we have also seen the closing of local companies in the textile industry. I do not want to mention names of these companies, but this happened because of the competition which is there. You look at the costs incurred by the local textile manufacturers against the cost of importing the secondhand clothes. You would clearly see that locally made clothes are not performing well on the market.
Then let me come to you, Bertha, because looking at how huge the secondhand clothing industry is inside Malawi, I mean, as Chima says, worth about $1 billion. If we were to compare it to the local textile industry, how far apart are they?
Actually, they are very far apart. If I was to tell you what the local textile industry is doing, probably it's just printing some cheap materials, which can be sold cheaply on the markets, and also maybe producing pate materials. So we haven't seen significant development in terms of probably dress, shirt making and so on that we used to see around 70s, 80s and maybe early 90s that we, you know, the country was enjoying, because as a country we could see some good 100% cotton shirts, you know, blouses, dresses being sold, and those were specifically for exports. And as a country, we were benefiting a lot from that. However, now they cannot do that and they cannot match the competition. And most of the times, whenever you see maybe a company from South Africa, remember we had Mr. Price a couple of years ago, it closed down because it couldn't compete with this secondhand clothing. And if you now you go, for example, in Blantyre, you will see shops almost on every corner of secondhand clothing. And the prices are much lower because you cannot actually purchase it on the same price as a new thing. And so because of that, even those companies which would want to bring in their investments here to at least try to revive this textile industry cannot just compete. And by doing that, I believe we are not creating the meaningful, you know, very good jobs that we were supposed to give to the country.
Chimamwe, and that is why some people are calling for the complete ban of the importation of secondhand clothes. How is this being received by the government and by people in the country generally, considering again that a lot of people still depend on the secondhand clothing business?
I'll answer this in twofold. First, by saying that scrapping off the importation of secondhand clothes will ultimately lead to job losses here in Malawi and further worsen the economic challenges of most Malawians. And secondly, by saying that banning the importation of secondhand clothes will leave most Malawians with fewer options when it comes to clothing. And a majority of people cannot afford clothes from stores or those that are locally made by the industry here. Despite this, I still feel that it is high time Malawi boosted her local textile industry, as this will not only create the much needed jobs, it will also lessen the burden of spending millions of dollars on used clothing. And I would say that government should not instantly scrap off the secondhand clothes trade. This should be a long-term plan that puts into consideration the vendors who rely on secondhand clothes, businesses of Malawians who can hardly afford the brand new clothes. If the two are taken into consideration by the government, and we should start thinking of a better exit strategy instead of just bowing down to pressure to instantly ban the secondhand clothes imports here in Malawi.
Okay, so Bertha, based on Chimamwe's submission, it's not going to be as easy as ABC, right? To just somehow ban the importation of secondhand clothes. What's the right way to go about it, right? So that it doesn't affect, you know, local businesses and affect somehow the economy also.
I would say it won't be easy. And especially this year that we are going to elections, it's not easy to implement policies like this. However, I would say, I think it's kind of a lost opportunity for this government, because these are some of the things that were supposed to be implemented probably the first year that they entered into power. Because when you are doing these things in the first year, by the second year and third year, people get used to understand the policies that you're trying to lay down. And maybe by this time we would have gotten used, you know, to what policies they want to put in place, but also understand what they want to get at the end of the day. But now it will be a kind of politically motivated thing, and we might see people decampaigning each other, because there will be some promising heaven, you know, on earth, like if we enter into power, you know, we will not ban these. But this is what has actually brought us here, where we are now talking about secondhand clothing being a problem. So it's not an easy thing, because I know people will lose jobs and they will revolt, which is not a good thing for the politicians. But I think going forward, it's high time we started educating people on what we are doing if we just allow everything to be imported, everything to be done the way the masses want, because we are not developing the country. We are sending the country into its grave, because if we are complaining about Forex and we are using a big chunk of it to just import, I think it's high time we started looking inwardly and see what can we export to generate this Forex. Because if we are just importing, then we are just draining the Forex, right, that we are crying. And at the end of the day, we are complaining of the same of Forex being scarce.
Right.
So I think it's a matter of prioritization, but also refocusing our priorities. And the problem that we've seen is a reverse of policies most of the times.
So I have one question that I'm going to wrap up with the both of you. I'm going to start with you, Chimwemwe. I've learned a lot from this discussion. And the truth is, it's quite similar situation in many African countries. I mean, the secondhand clothing industry is worth billions and billions across the continent. So Chimwemwe, what's the solution here? Will boosting Malawi's textile industry drive people away from the importation of secondhand clothes? Is that the sense you're getting from all the experts and people you're talking to?
Eddie, I would like to end this conversation by citing that the government has to tread carefully on this issue, mainly on the assurances that I've been talking about, assurances to the vendors that it will make available Forex to these wholesalers. And we have seen several sectors extending the same demand, as well as raising suspicion as to where the Forex will come from that will go to these wholesalers. This has also raised eyebrows that perhaps the Forex is available somewhere and government is sitting on it and trying to offload it to the wholesalers to ease the suffering of Malawians, as we have seen the skyrocketing of basic commodities, prices of basic commodities such as sugar, we are talking of bread, and many others. So my question is, I'll end it with a question that how many sectors will get this Forex? How many sectors will be allocated, will be given priority of this Forex, and how are we going to handle it? It's really, really a sensitive topic that needs a sober attention, and that's how I'll end contributions, Eddie.
You know, the beauty of this show is that because I'm the host, I get to decide how you end it. So I'm gonna basically, because you make a valid point, and definitely that's staying in there. Mm-hmm. But I still want you to, based on your understanding of this, before I wrap it up with Bertha, do you get a sense that boosting Malawi's textile or the local textile industry will drive people away from the importation of secondhand clothes?
I don't think we are ready as a nation to rely on the local textile industry because of the factors that I've mentioned. But on one hand, I feel that boosting the local industry would really scrap off the sale of secondhand clothes. But it is something that we need to be, we need to plan and set a policy on how we need to boost the local textile industry. So I would give my response on two sides, that it is really something that can scrap off the local textile industry. On the other hand, it is something that would still lead to the suffering of most Malawians who rely on secondhand clothing, as this is considered as one of the lucrative businesses at the moment with a low entry barrier, which means that anyone can sell secondhand clothes with little investment. So to answer your question, secondhand clothes is really a profitable business to the ordinary Malawians. We are talking of people, not only those who are at the bottom. We have seen of those with high income profiles going for secondhand clothes due to the current economic challenges. So it is still a tall order to scrap off these secondhand clothes.
I'm going to give you the last word in 30 seconds, Bertha. Will boosting Malawi's textile industry drive people away from the importation of secondhand clothes?
No. I think we need specific policies. We need direct, deliberate policies to know what we want. If it is boosting the manufacturing sector, and indeed we want to boost the textile industry, then we need to start reducing or implement policies that will specifically tackle the secondhand clothing.
Okay, thank you very much. Bertha Chikadza, President of the Economics Association of Malawi, who is also a senior lecturer in economics at the University of Malawi. Thank you very much for your time. Also, our correspondent Chimwemwe Padatha in Lilongwe, Malawi.
Africa is changing. Don't get left behind. Tune in to Africa Link.
Now, while the secondhand clothing trade is vital for many in Malawi, some economists argue that its overwhelming importation is stifling Malawi's local text industry. This could hurt domestic production and job creation over time. Plus, the influx of such secondhand goods from abroad is dangerous for the environment if not properly regulated. This highlights the need for responsible consumption and regulation in the secondhand clothing trade. But that's a topic for another day. Please share your thoughts with us on our Facebook page, DW Africa. Listen to us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget to click follow and subscribe to our DW Africa YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. This show was co-produced and edited by Isaac Mugabe. And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Thanks for listening.
DW. Made for Minds.